with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. military leaders say the ceasefire with Iran remains in effect. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson with the newest developments.
Following new Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and against the United Arab Emirates, Defense Secretary Hegseth said the ceasefire is not over despite Iran's actions.
Iran is the clear aggressor, harassing civilian vessels, threatening mariners from every nation.
Meanwhile, U.S. forces have pressed ahead with efforts to reopen the vital waterway for global energy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump got a chance to speak with the Salem Radio Network about the impact the Iran wars had on U.S. relations with China.
It's better to get along with China than it is to fight with China, and they feel the same thing. And don't kid yourself, they watch what happened in Venezuela. They watch what happened in Iran, because militarily, Iran is essentially over.
The president was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. It has been a booming session so far on Wall Street, despite all kinds of ongoing, lingering questions about the war with Iran. The Dow is up 328 points, NASDAQ up by just over 400. Candidates for Ohio's top elected offices will stand before voters in a statewide primary today, although many of them are already looking ahead to the midterm elections.
In the race to replace outgoing GOP Governor Mike DeWine, tech entrepreneur and 2024 presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy faces auto racing engineer and internet personality Casey Putch for the Republican nomination. Ramaswamy has endorsements from Mr. Trump and the Ohio Republican Party and entered the final stretch of the primary campaign with a $31 million war chest, including $25 million from his personal funds. There are also competitive races for the U.S. Senate and U.S. House seats that could decide control of both chambers for the final 2 years of President Trump's presidency. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A UK church appealing a preaching ban.
The Bread of Life Community Church is protesting a community protection notice that prohibits loudspeakers in the town of Colchester. It is also accusing the community of using public order powers in an unprecedented way by targeting a whole church rather than individual evangelists. It said the notice criminalizes both the content of the message and the manner of preaching. The Reverend Stephen Clayton, pastor of Bread of Life Community Church, said the church has preached lawfully and peacefully in Colchester for 6 years. He also said that we will not be intimidated into abandoning the Great Commission. John Scott reporting.
New Life News reporting that despite the Supreme Court ruling last week in favor of a New Jersey crisis pregnancy center, the Democrat attorney general there is continuing a pattern of harassment against the First Choice Women's Resource Centers. This is SRN News. It was all make-believe when it was on TV back in the 1970s and 80s, but now it's become real life on the radio.
The radio station WKRP isn't dead. It's now live on air in Cincinnati. The call letters from the fictional station featured decades ago in a CBS sitcom were adopted by stations in the Cincinnati market in time for the morning Monday drive. The station's co-owner says delighted listeners have been mobbing the phone lines. The show WKRP in Cincinnati ran from 1978 to 1982 and starred Lonnie Anderson, Howard Hessman, Tim Reed, and Richard Sanders as bumbling newsman Les Nessman. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities in China say an explosion at a fireworks plant in a central Chinese province left at least 26 people dead and injured 61 others. And officials have shut down the manufacture of fireworks in that region for now. More at SRNNews.com.